Anyone that may have a mantis, my mantis does not show the braille with 20/22 jaws. Just curious if anyone else has a mantis and has that troubles.
What is it connected to?
It's connected to a Surface Pro.
Okay, and if you connect it to something else, like an iPhone, do you not have that issue? Or?
Oh, not at all, no.
No. Okay.
And I can go back to JAWS 2021 and it works fine.
I'm pretty sure it's the drivers, the braille drivers in JAWS 2022.
That's probably what I'm suspecting, yes.
You probably should send a message to support at freelandscientific.com. They may not know about it, but they may know about it, but... They probably can't fix it on a fly for you, but you know, if they know about it, they'll pursue it. Have you been on the support list? There is an email support list for Mantis and Chameleon, and I think I've seen this topic come up.
I'm not, but I'll have to go find that and join that. Thank you.
Does anyone have a good source of reference material on the internet that I could point someone a link to as far as tutorials for using Microsoft Office products on a Macintosh? If anybody sees anything and wants to post it on the support list, that'd be great. Yeah.
It's about Ponts, you know, P-O-N-T-S, Ponty's Media Downloader, used for downloading YouTube videos, converting them to audio if you want. Unfortunately, in the last couple of months, it's gotten really, the download has gotten really, really slow. A 5-minute video might take 3 minutes to download, you know, just really gotten slow. That was with version 2 of Pontius. Then I learned that there's a version 3. I downloaded the version 3. The version 3 was actually terrible from an accessibility point of view, and you can't even do MP3. Has anyone had a similar experience? But more importantly, has anybody figured out a way to speed it up? It used to be great.
I don't know why, whether it's the server, I don't know why it's so slow.
So I did see that message, David, and I tried it. There's actually a version of Ponty's for the Mac, and I just wanted to see if it was platform specific, or is this just a general issue with either Ponty's or with YouTube? And I got the same result with it on the Mac as well. It was very slow. And my suspicion is that YouTube is finding some means of recognizing what's a download, what's a streaming. I think maybe they're using the browser identification tag to recognize that this is not really being played in a browser. And they're trying to limit the bandwidth that way, which makes sense because I know technically if you really read the fine print, they don't even want you downloading it at all. So
Office 365 has the ability to dictate in Word and Outlook. 2019 doesn't, but I was wondering if they had added that to 2021.
Well, I'm not sure if this is what you mean, but I've done it where I've turned on dictation, you know, using the Windows H command, and I've been able to dictate into Microsoft Word or, for that matter, even like Notepad or something like that. Is that what you meant, or did you mean like?
No, you can actually, in my Office 365, in Word and Outlook, they have commands in the ribbons for
doing their own dictation. Okay. That's what I thought you meant. Okay. Do you know what the difference is? What, you know, why you'd pick one over the other? Yeah.
I just remember the Windows H, it was really hard to set up and so on. And when 365, it's there in Word and Outlook, and it works really well, even in several languages. And I just remember being frustrated trying to set it up in Windows. It did all this crap trying to recognize your voice that wasn't accessible. I don't know if they've made that better.
Yeah, there's a trick to that.
Are you talking about Windows H now, David? Because now it just starts... I mean, I don't think you have to set anything up. It works in all of the programs without any setup under 365. Yeah, I still have Windows 10 and you do Windows H, although it's a little funky because I'm not sure starting and stopping. Starting it seems to work fine. It makes a little beep noise and you're dictating it, but hitting it again, I'm not always sure that it still doesn't work really smoothly to start and stop.
So the question, Bob, that you brought up is whether or not you have to train it. You don't have to, but it works better. I mean, and this is true a little bit with my Bronx accent, that some things it kind of likes better than others. David, you're right about that, that when you do the training thing on it, it's difficult with accessibility. The trick to doing it is that, A, you always plug a headphone in because you never want it to feed back. Then you have to focus in on, and I couldn't really get this to do it easily with JAWS. It was easier with Narrator. And you want to focus in on that part of the window where it reads the sentence. And it'll say, you know, say the house on the hill is pink or something like that. And you'll hear Narrator read that, and you just repeat that sentence until it picks it up, then it moves. But keep your focus on where it reads it. That was the trick. Now,
Where do you go again to set that up?
It's in the accessibility control panel. And it'll say, like, talk to my computer, then there's a whole bunch of set of things you could do, and one says set up speech. Yeah. But I've been told that in Windows 11, this is a little more elegant. It's a smoother experience, so I haven't tried it myself. If anyone's giving it a try, it'd be interesting to hear, you know, what kind of experience they've had with that.
Yeah.
Okay. David, are you using the ribbon, though, when you're doing the dictation, or are you doing Windows H command?
The ribbon shortcut, I think it's like Alt-HDD to start it. And there's actually, a shorter shortcut to do it. But yeah, doing it through the ribbons.
And to stop it, you have to hit all those shortcut keys again each time to like
start it's all, it's Alt-HD or Alt-H. Yeah, you get used to it.
David, this is Bruce. I have a question. When you're using that feature, do you have to add in the punctuation like you do with dictate on your iPhone?
Yes. And somewhere, there's a webpage somewhere that lists all the dictation that you can do.
I'm taking a class that requires the use of LinkedIn. And I'm having a little bit of trouble when I'm on the LinkedIn page. I'm on my profile and I'm trying to get to the where you can search for people, but it used to be at the top, you could filter by people, jobs, whatever. But now it seems like it's just one field. And for whatever reason, I'm not able to get to that part of the search where you can filter by people. So when they talk about all the filters that you have for people search, I'm not seeing any of that on my profile.
Kelsey, have you tried in different browsers with the same result? Or?
I was using Chrome, and I tried to do it, and that's when I found out that Internet Explorer is no more. I tried to open it in Internet Explorer. It immediately opened it in Edge. It really didn't help me too much. And with Chrome, it's just saying, like, search, edit combo, and I'm not able to get...
You can't even really manipulate that edit. But I've seen that with some Chrome-based browsers on another website I use frequently. I mean, Edge and Chrome work very similar. The one you may want to try is Firefox. Sometimes.
Okay, I was kind of afraid that would be the case.
I know there's a LinkedIn app for the iPhone. I don't know if that would be any easier or...
Kelsey, I don't know if this would help, but you know, there's a search button, and when you hit enter on that, it puts you in an edit field. And when you start typing things, it automatically gives you choices that you can then arrow down onto. I just want to make sure you understood that that's how that search functionality works. And I don't know if that'll help you or not, but the more you type, it's going to populate different choices that you can then arrow down to and hit enter on to activate them.
So in Excel, if you want to copy like a numeric value, sometimes when I copy, I get a formula and not the numeric value. How would I get the numeric value to copy that easily as opposed to the formula?
You select it and you copy it. Now you're going to where you want to paste it, right?
Yes.
Go to where you're going to paste it, hit your applications key and down arrow to paste options. Don't hit enter on that because that would just do a simple paste. And either left arrow or right arrow to where it says values and hit enter and that will paste the number as opposed to the formula.
David, you had talked about the immersive reader. I use it all the time in Edge, which I love, which is why I use Edge. I tried following this elaborate instructions on Chrome to going into the file and settings and getting it to run, but I could not figure out how to initiate it because it kept saying you go to like a flag or something that you toggle on and off at the top of the screen. I think I enabled the immersive reader in Chrome, but I can't seem to activate it.
Most people I train, I try to set up that flags thing that you do. And for whatever reason, it only works like with half the people. I don't know why, but you know, if it did work, you know, you would hit F6 when you're on the page that you want to be on. Mm-hmm. You'd tab twice and it would say reader available or whatever it says. And then you'd hit enter space and then you got the exact same feedback as the immersive reader in Edge. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it only seems to work like with about half the people I try it with. I don't know why that's case. By the way, that F9 also works in Firefox.